Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 27, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Senate confirms Judge Barrett to the Supreme Court. Most Americans believe Joe Biden knew about his son's overseas business deal. Early voting breaks records in nearly every state. Texas deploying the National Guard for Election Day. Some cities cancel Halloween because of COVID. Also ahead, the most critical states in the upcoming vote. But first, the Senate officially confirming Amy Coney Barrett as the new Supreme Court Justice. The final vote, 52-48. Party lines except for the Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, a Republican, voted against Judge Barrett. She was sworn in at the White House last night, making her President Trump's third nominee to the court, the most for any president since Ronald Reagan. New poll from Rasmussen showing a majority of voters believe Joe Biden was involved in his son's controversial business deals overseas. 54% say it's likely the Democratic nominee was consulted about and perhaps profited from Hunter's overseas projects. Just 20% think that is unlikely. More than 60 million Americans have already cast their ballots for either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That number currently represents about 45% of the total vote. States like New Jersey, Nevada, New York, and others have pushed early voting to ease the public's concerns about contracting COVID at the polls. The Texas National Guard dispatching up to 2,000 troops to five major cities around the Lone Star State for Election Day. Governor Abbott saying the soldiers will uphold the peace and protect voters at the polling places. Police in Austin, Dallas, El Paso, and Houston also on high alert. American cities from California to Florida canceling Halloween over COVID. Los Angeles actually outlawing trick-or-treating this year. New Yorkers are told to avoid parties of more than six people. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot also banning haunted houses, which may mean homeless spirits all over the Windy City. In a moment, we will break down the upcoming presidential vote by looking at the most important uncommitted states. That's next. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The presidential election, 1 week from today. First, the facts. 62 million Americans have already voted, 41 by mail-in, 21 by early in-person voting. The number of early ballots cast so far represents 43% of the total in 2016. Now, most early votes are in California, Texas, and Florida. Democrats have requested 23 million ballots. Republicans, 13.4 million. Mail-in problems already reported in North Carolina, Virginia, New York City, Pennsylvania, California, and Texas. Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, and Washington State send mail-in ballots to every registered voter. California, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey did the same thing this year to alleviate fear of COVID at the polling places, as we just reported. 12 states will likely determine the winner because 48 states are predictable. For example, California and New York will go for Biden. Alabama and Wyoming will go for Trump. But what about Florida? This is a very key state that was razor thin last time around. Florida has had a surge in Republican voters. It is run by a Republican governor. I expect Donald Trump to win in Florida by 1 or 2%. Of course, I could be wrong. This is just my prediction. Similar situation in Ohio. Mr. Trump is running ahead in many polls there. I do expect him to win the Buckeye State. Pennsylvania, I can't call it. I think Joe Biden hurt himself when he said that he was going to ban all fossil fuels. But Eastern Pennsylvania does not like Donald Trump. So this one could be a mess. I hope it isn't, but it could be. And Pennsylvania is controlled by Democrats. The polls say Georgia is close. I don't really believe that. I think Georgia will go for Trump. But North Carolina is definitely razor thin right now. And Donald Trump needs both of those states. So North Carolina usually leans conservative. The Senate race there is, right now, the polls say the Democrat is in front, but he's been tainted by scandal. In the end, I think North Carolina is going to go Republican for both the Senate and the president, but I could be wrong about that. Iowa and New Hampshire, two very small states, but they could make the difference. Iowa, I see going for Trump. New Hampshire for Joe Biden. Wisconsin and Michigan, I don't know. I think Wisconsin will go for Biden, but Michigan, there's a lot of anger in Michigan. So I'm not going to call these states now, but they are very vital. Minnesota, Biden. Arizona, I think, is going to go for Trump. Nevada, almost impossible to call. So you can see how razor thin, how close this is a week from the vote. 270 electoral votes are needed to win. It's going to come right down to the final day. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Please put your name and town on the emails. And also, please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Americans tuning out professional sports. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, record low ratings. Football's opening night, for example, drew 20% fewer viewers than last year. The basketball championship series, down 50% compared to last year. Baseball's World Series attracting record low audiences. According to a recent poll from Marist College, many folks are changing the channel because of politics. 7 in 10 Republicans say they are watching less sports because of athletes speaking out about social issues. 39% of Democrats and half of independents say the same thing. They don't want to see player protests before the game. The contagion also distracting fans this season. A third of men and 40% of women say they're viewing less television for reasons related to the pandemic. Now, I don't get that. You're sitting at home much of the time. You can't go out. So your TV set becomes your entertainment and you will not be infected through your TV set. However, this is what the poll says. But the virus is having a big impact on bars and restaurants, and this may factor in. 2019, a quarter of sports fans watched the games outside the house. This October, that number dropped to less than 5%. Compared to the same survey from 2017, just 3 years ago, the percentage of Americans following the country's most popular sport, the National Football League, has gone from 67 to 52%. Major League Baseball and the NBA have both fallen 12 points in the past 12 months. And here's something else you might not know. According to another poll from Gallup, America's entire sports industry is now ranked in the bottom of least popular industries in the USA. Just 34% see the leagues in a favorable light, while 40% say they're turned off by the political statements, as we mentioned. The least admired institution in America, you may have guessed, the federal government. 30% say the entire federal system is bad. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.